CNN News Selection Number 4, Ripe for Improvement.
Have you ever wondered how your tomatoes get to the grocery store or given much thought to the people who pick them? Lupe Gonzalo, a former farm worker herself, thinks about it all the time.
There are things you don't want any worker to go through, so that's why you fight for change, to create a better future for people who come after you.
Lupe now works for the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, a grassroots anti-trafficking organization that advocates for farm worker rights and fights against forced labor in agriculture. For more than a decade, the CIW has used boycotts and protests like this one to pressure companies to sign on to its Fair Food program.
The first campaign took 4 years to get Taco Bell on board. The second campaign took 2 years to get McDonald's on board. The third campaign took 1 year to get Burger King on board. I think Subway was a very quick sort of one-month process. So you can see there was a way that it was unfolding.
Those restaurants all signed an agreement with the CIW, pledging to purchase tomatoes only from farms that follow a strict code of conduct to protect worker rights. They also agreed to pay a penny more per pound of tomatoes, money that goes directly to the low-wage farm workers as a line item bonus, in some cases doubling their paychecks. When it comes to the major grocery chains, Whole Foods Market was the first to sign on in 2008. The Fair Food program includes mandatory worker training for all farm workers, a hotline so workers can report violations, and regular audits of the farms by an independent third party. Florida produces 90% of all tomatoes in the U.S., and today nearly every tomato farm in the state has joined the Fair Food program. The CIW's goal now is to add to its list of buyers. A major success came in 2014 when Walmart signed the agreement. Wendy says it doesn't participate because it doesn't believe that it should, quote, pay another company's employees, just as we do not pay factory workers, truck drivers, or maintenance personnel. In March, Wendy's announced an expansion to its own code of conduct by adding additional safeguards and requiring third-party reviews related to the human rights and labor practices of certain produce suppliers. Wendy's would not provide an on-camera interview, but in an email wrote, we do not believe that joining the Fair Food program is the only way to act responsibly.
I guess I wouldn't agree with that. It's not the only way to claim social responsibility, but it is the only way to ensure it.
CIW members say they are frustrated, but not deterred. They insist on calling Wendy's a future partner.
Sooner or later, Wendy's will come to the table and will sign the Fair Food Agreement. And then we will all be on the same side, all fighting for justice together.